Good morning. Today is Friday, December the 6th. Almost December. I guess we don't get to say much about December 7th this year, huh? That's okay.
Not during the week, no.
All these shootings that are going on, it's kind of goofy, you know, in the military installations.
It is.
I guess we better watch our coasties close.
I don't think we have to worry about
just
that.
Just to protect, you know, have the community take care of. Brian Gerving is alongside. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This morning, are you ready? We broke in a new letter. It's the letter L.
The letter L.
Yeah, so you're here for the letter L.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Lackadaisical. Why do we say a lazy, dawdling person is lackadaisical?
That's a question for me. I thought it was rhetorical.
Yeah. Well, apparently it is. Okay. It's a bit of a psychological observation. The term comes from the exclamation lackaday, which means shame on you, just as though the day was a person. And since most people who cry lackaday and blame a quick passage of time are looking for an excuse for their own lack of energy, they are said to be lackadaisical. That might be a little dated, huh? How about larceny? That's good for a government guy.
That's a current one, sure.
Yeah, okay, larceny. Where did it come from?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
All right. Came from France, where mercenary troops were generally expected to indulge in petty theft. The French word for a mercenary soldier is larcen. Now, if you know somebody with a family name Larson, you probably don't want to go up and tell them that. Oh, boy. Well, it kind of feels sort of like we're into the non-summer season.
For sure.
Yeah, you guys got that big project done on Myrtle.
We did.
Well, I guess the royal we.
Yes, and it's nearly done. It's the big parts are done. There's still quite a lot of pickup work, but we were really pleased with how it went. And I think last time I was here, we talked about the looming Carmageddon, and it just didn't really come to pass. People were really conscientious driving through there with the detour. It worked really well, and the backups that we were anticipating just didn't happen.
No, a lot of avoidance.
There was, yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, you know, that's one of the things a couple of buddies and I have always giggled about the state lottery. Oh, it's going to bring in all this extra money. No, it didn't. They pulled the money from the education system and backfilled in with the lottery, by and large. Same thing with this. Oh, there's going to be a big impact. Well, no, the marketplace is going to adjust, and Harris might be a little bit busier, a 14th. I don't think we had much more on Booner. But, you know, people adjust, and life goes on.
Yep.
No big deal.
Now know? It's back to normal.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the little field look, is that by design? I mean, is it going to be a grassy field that'll be mowed down, kind of like a little park?
Well, the channel itself, which is a pretty good size channel, will be planted with lots of native species to restore
ferns?
A stream channel. I don't know about ferns. I haven't seen the planting plan.
Redwood trees. I mean, that's about and roadies. That's about as deep as most of us go, right?
Yeah. Probably some different species than that. But then adjacent to it, to the what direction would that be? Sort of the west at the corner of 7th and Myrtle. A lot of the material that came out from the excavation for that channel got spread out and compacted on the site.
Kind of over the old gas station area of the property.
Right. Yeah. And that is, in the works for that is a development of by Danco for a 37, 39 unit affordable housing and senior and affordable housing complex. So that has been in the works for a few years, and I think they're lining up their tax credit financing, and we hope to see that come to fruition relatively soon.
Like springtime kind of soon?
I really wouldn't want to venture a guess.
Oh, something for the commercial break. So as we see it today, it looks like a creek, but I know it's tied into the slough too. So is it going both ways?
That's the hope, is that it will. The elevations are such that, yeah, that could happen. The difficult part is that downstream, closer to Eureka Slough, in the area of 6th Street and V Street, there are some smaller pipes that really mute that tidal cycle and slow it down.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back talking shop with Brian Gerving. You're not interim, are you? Are you temporary?
No. Nope.
Because with Greg out, is the new guy in?
He'll be in on the 20th. So what
so
is
who's
that?
Running the
a
store?
Week from Friday? That's a really good question. We figure it out. It's a pretty short trip for Greg.
So nobody can strut around with a temporary title, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, keep those cards tucked away. Oh, gee. So how long does it take for a project like the Myrtle Avenue one? I mean, for most of us, we look and go, okay, rusty pipe, replace the rusty pipe. Okay, clean it up a little bit, increase the capacity a little bit, make everything nice on each side. Next. And you move on. Yeah, 6 months. How long does something like that take under normal, non-emergency situations?
Under normal circumstances, that would have been a much, much longer process because, first off, we would have needed to plan for the funding. We would have needed to ask the city council to program that money, figure out where it was going to come from. We would have needed to draw a complete set of plans, do all of the environmental documentation that normally goes along with a project like that, get things like our permits from the regional board and the Army Corps of Engineers and the Coastal Commission ahead of time, it would have easily been a 2 year or more process. That's assuming that the money was there. In this case, start to finish from the time the problem was identified to, you know, substantive completion, less than 6 months was really, really impressive. You know, my hat's off to our crew and to our consultants and our contractor that really worked together to make it happen.
So the actual construction that we saw was what, 8 weeks, 10 weeks?
That's about right, yeah.
So a little bit before, and then what happens afterwards? Do you have the follow-up monitoring and that kind of gobbledygook?
There will be some of that, mainly having to do with the revegetation, you know, planting everything and keeping on top of that, making sure that the channel itself is functioning like it was designed to. So, yeah, somewhat, but nothing too extensive in this case.
That I think one of the things that a lot of folks, if they're not familiar with the area, don't understand is how many creeks we have running underneath streets, how many canyons were filled in. How different we look now than we did 100 years ago. That creek, or slough estuary, whatever the proper terminology is, but where does it go?
It goes all the way up to the south of Booner in the area of, what is that, L Street, that neighborhood, kind of your neighborhood.
Right, okay, so like past the old pit for the high school?
Yeah, and in fact, you know, recently, just earlier this week, the Eureka City Schools announced that they're putting a measure on the ballot to help fund the necessary repairs and associated work with their portion of that same drainage area. And they've got a pipe under Albee Stadium that's causing problems and same exact situation.
So that runs up, probably to what would have been an old plateau.
And yeah, it's
the drainage coming out down off of that.
Exactly. Springs coming out of the hillside into that gulch. But yes, yeah. It goes under Booner, under Del Norte, and then under 14th Street.
Is it adequate now? I mean, if you were dropping pipe in, forget all the other stuff, would it be bigger than what they put in the old days? Or would it be? Is that size pretty much the right size?
What was under Myrtle Avenue was undersized pretty substantially. What we've put in now is more than enough from a hydraulic capacity standpoint.
Yeah, it looks like you put a band in there.
Yeah, it's a 9-foot diameter pipe. 14th Street is somewhat undersized, and we've actually recently submitted a grant application to the Department of Fish and Wildlife for the same sort of work that we've done at Myrtle Avenue on 14th Street, and additional work in between those two sections of the storm drain system.
Now, before we get too excited here, does that mean that 14th will get paved?
14th Street.
Or is it just going to stay gravel after the pipe is put in?
No, of course, any work in that prism, that area of fill over the top of the stream bed, that would get fixed. But 14th Street is also programmed for paving. We've got funding from the state that I believe is coming in 2021 to pave a good chunk of 14th Street.
Well, let's make sure that we get the pipe in there before the paving happens, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I remember from what Don Raffelli used to say. A bad road will stay intact long, long time until you cut it, and then a good road has its own personality and starts to move.
That's right. And the city council, back in August, enacted some new provisions for what needs to happen with our streets when people cut them up. So if you have PG&E, for instance, come in and do one of their gas line projects,
yeah,
the requirements are much different for them now than they were before, and it'll result in a lot better repair and a lot more longevity to the street after the repair is completed.
I was going to ask you about that with all the Band-Aids all over the streets now. Is that to the letter of the responsibility that they have with all the undergrounding work and the pipe replacement? Is that what it's going to look like until the city can cough up the money to really do a legit overlay?
So in some of the previous projects, the answer to that is yes, that's what we have to live with. And that's one of the things that was the big impetus for this new ordinance, just understanding that that's really not an acceptable condition. So these new requirements for what happens in cases like those gas line projects will result in a much different end project or product.
Is it affordable for the little guy that's doing something and tying into one of the sewer mains?
In most cases, new sewer laterals going out to the street are going to be done by one of our contractors or by the city, and we're getting the equipment to make it happen.
It's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Brian Gerving. What is the title?
Director of Public Works, Chief Building Official, and right now helping out as Interim Development Services Director as well.
So basically, you head thumb twiddler?
I wouldn't put it that way.
Okay, fine. Outside looking in. For the City of Eureka, Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite, and Pest Control in Murphy's Markets. I'm surprised you remembered all three. That's more than a mouthful.
It's been a busy time lately.
Yeah. Is that consolidation? Is that hiring and personnel status related? Why so many hats?
Some of both. So back in 2015 is when the building division or building department at the time was moved into Public Works with the retirement of the previous director. And so since that time, I've been Director of Public Works and Chief Building Official.
It's kind of hand in hand.
It is. There's a lot that goes back and forth between our divisions. Public Works is about 75 full-time employees out there, everything from streets to water treatment to sewer treatment. Development Services, that's a short-term thing that's due to the resignation. Rob Holmland went back into the private sector. And so right now, until the new city manager comes in and can decide what the long-term arrangement should be, helping to oversee those staff with the help of a lot of really good people in that division. And again, there's sort of a tie between building and planning.
Yeah, it's almost like if you were designing, and depending on what your model was that you wanted, on the staff side, you'd have the head, and then you'd have a couple of captains.
Deputies.
To use a police analogy. And then you got your departments underneath there. I would think the communication ability would be hugely increased by having one guy, one culture over a large number of functional departments, so that things would flow a little bit easier.
It does, but you really want to make sure that the person overseeing any one department has really good familiarity with everything that they're doing. And quite frankly, I'm not there when it comes to the planning stuff. But we have a lot of good people in that division who are there. And so...
Get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Saw that there appeared to be a little bit of motion going on Harrison. Ramones, Ducks Market, depending, King Donut, depends on what era you want to reference on that one. At least the orange cone was taken off the spikes, and there's some orange on the side. I got excited yesterday. I thought, holy Toledo, we're going to have something here. It's going to be finished, whatever it is. We're not going to have the slip and trip. And then it was just kind of sitting there this morning the same way. So is there something imminent that's going to happen there?
That's a really good question. That one is actually a county project, so I'm not familiar with.
They don't talk to you?
Of course they do. Well, not me personally. But yes, their staff talks with our staff. And Harrison is one of those streets where it's the county on one side and the city on the other.
Is there another one?
The boundary. Well, another one would be Hemlock at the south end of the Sequoia Park and Reservoir area.
Down the middle of the street?
Right. And same thing with, I guess Harrison all the way out to Manzanita.
Right. It's, obviously you can tell where the development happened and when it happened and who didn't want it and who did and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
How problematic is that?
We work really well with the county, with other agencies, Caltrans too, to try and make things happen. And like with Harrison, we'll do joint projects, or they'll do a project that'll cross the line into the city in the instance of that crosswalk project there at Ramones. So ordinarily it's not a problem, and especially at a staff level, we communicate really well and partner very effectively.
There's a lot of pooling going on anymore, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Does Tom think that's accurate?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Have to ask him.
Well, he's out of town, so. Next week, we'll talk to him, find out what's going on. As you look at some of the different opportunities that are out there now and some of the different challenges that are associated with some of that, what's number one on your list? What's going to be a celebration when that one gets crossed off?
Well, this year, the Myrtle Avenue project and the Waterfront Drive Connection project, which was in the works for decades, those are both big for us, and I'm proud of our team this year.
The Waterfront punched through? But
it is. You haven't been down there yet, huh?
It'll get out of here too much anyway.
So that was the Monday of Thanksgiving week.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay. Yeah. Not that far, no. So that's active now. It's not quite complete, striping and things like that. There's an intersection that needs to be reworked.
Are people able to drive on it?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. People have been walking on it even before they were driving. But yeah, traffic can go through now.
Okay. Well, I can remember, didn't that start with Tyson? Or was it Arnold? Or
it could have been before Tyson.
The old GNR metals, and I remember Arnie Herskovic talking about the canyon that got filled in and all the, literally the garbage and all the refuge, old wood and things like that were in there, and contamination. That's got to be one of the ugliest spots that it could have been. And then to have it all cleaned up and taken care of, do you think the next one will take as long, or is this really a unique situation?
This is a really unique situation. We don't often build new roads in Eureka anymore, right? And so this is unique in that sense. There is also, there's additional work that we want to do farther to the east on Waterfront Drive to realign that oddball intersection at First and T and Waterfront, where the railroad tracks cross, to clean that up and make it a better connection. and then connect First Street. There's one block at the end of First Street between X and Y that doesn't go through, and
down
by Target. And we really like to get a connection from 4th Street to Y to Waterfront Drive, so you have a straight shot to help take some of that load off 4th Street and get people more directly into Old Town and onto the waterfront.
So where would be the merger point? Would it be in the parking lot, the Target parking lot that would then swing it down, or?
There's that narrow Y Street section there that's in between Target and, what is it, Z&J Asian Subs?
Yeah, the old Gansai.
Well, yeah, that's next to it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
So you're looking just kind of swoop that through?
Exactly.
Do you have to buy property to get that done, or do you already
There would be a bit. There's a lot of it's on railroad right away, adjacent to the waterfront trail between X and Y, where First Street would be. But yeah, there would be some right of way acquisition, and we've applied for grant funding for that as well. We weren't successful in that round, but we're going to keep at it.
That would be round one of.
One round of.
Needing to make a
who
couple
knows
rounds.
How many. Yeah.
Okay. What's the price point on that?
I believe that one was something in the neighborhood of $5 million, but don't quote me on that.
Okay, but it's a big enough chunk. You're just not going to pull it out of this year's budget.
Exactly.
Yeah. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Brian Gerving. How much of your job is doing history research about the area, what was, what is, talking to people and kind of getting filled in with, okay, you're dealing with like that pipe you were saying under Albee Stadium. Okay, Fred had said it was like 1915 or something like that is when it was initially put in. Okay, cool. I mean, is that going through archives? Is that talking to people? How do you get that information so you know, oh, this is that creek that was going up. Yeah, do all the old maps show that kind of stuff?
There are maps that show that kind of thing, not in any one spot. You have to look in a lot of different places, that's for sure.
Of course. Why would that be the case?
Right. But obviously, it would stand to reason. The older the piece of infrastructure is, the less information we're going to have about it. And that was the case with Myrtle Avenue. So we did every bit of research we could, and including looking at old aerial photos, which is where we saw that
Cooper Ranch.
Yeah,
and at the
same time there were two houses and an orchard on the north side of Myrtle
Avenue.
Was
that cool though?
Yeah.
Are those orchard trees still in there?
There was evidence that if the trees weren't there, there were you know, descendants of those trees that had sprouted up as volunteers.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Can you clear away from that stuff and let those trees grow back? I mean, does history outweigh Coastal Commission, or does Coastal Commission outweigh history?
Which do you think?
Yeah, fine, okay.
Yeah,
I think we're losing connection with a lot of those things that made our town what it was and what it could be because of not being able to do some of that kind of stuff. Is there any thoughts to have like a standing display somewhere of some of the old pictures, some of the old original, get an intern and maybe throw all the maps together and show what the area was like as, let's say, 1920 and that kind of stuff?
That's a great idea. We've talked about things like that. We've talked about putting together some pieces of old tools and things like that. If you go to the Caltrans headquarters over on Union Street, they've actually got a pretty neat display.
Yeah, they don't let me through the security.
No, it's outside the security area.
Oh, it's outside. Yeah. Okay, I have a chance at it then.
Yeah. So we've talked about doing something similar, and we're not lacking for things to do, though. So
sure.
It's unfortunately relatively low on the list of priorities, but someday.
Yeah, that'd be cool stuff for some of us, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, don't let the things go sideways while the boss is out of town, huh?
Try not to.
All righty, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow morning.